So I'm always amazed by the story of the Syrophoenician woman, mainly because I think it shows a picture of Jesus behaving badly. I mean, Jesus' first response to the woman is not our typical expected response out of Jesus, is it? Telling this lady to get lost, that the healing for her daughter was not for her. That's not the gospel we read elsewhere, is it? And the other Gospels make more to do about this story than Mark does. Mark just kind of flies through it very quickly and on to the next healing. And I think if you put the two stories together, I think you see something happen to Jesus in this particular passage that I think is worth noting. Around Christmas time, we always watch the movie The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, right? Well, I believe that there in that moment, in that house, in the region of Tyre, Jesus' heart grew three sizes that day. And that Jesus suddenly realized something about his mission and his ministry to the people of God. Because it was bigger than Jesus had anticipated. That here, this Syrophoenician woman, this outsider, this one for whom the kingdom of God was not supposed to be for, whose blessing, salvation, and healing was outside the boundaries of what would be possible. And she begs repeatedly. Her persistence in seeing a kingdom that was bigger than even Jesus could understand, well, I think that caused Jesus to really think about what he was doing in the world. And I think his heart did grow that day. And he changed. And the healings, salvation, the demon-casting abilities of the kingdom breaking into the world got a little bit bigger that day. Because then Mark goes on to talk about the story of the man who couldn't hear and couldn't speak, who couldn't hear of the good news of God's salvation or speak of the promises of God to others. And he healed him too. Maybe not in the most ideal way possible, by spitting and sticking his fingers in his ears. It's kind of like the holy healing wet willy. I mean, Jesus' healings are weird, man. Like, I know we pray for that healing and that wholeness all the time, but it can get a little weird sometimes. And so for us, what do we make of this Jesus who changes his mind? A Jesus who is impacted by the outsider and the persistent needs of the world. The question for us, I think, this week is, are we able to be impacted by that outsider too? Are we able to be impacted and changed so that we can go into the world and do the things that Jesus does? Healing, wholeness, feeding, restoration. Because let's be honest, we're surrounded by outsiders all the time. People who don't look like us or agree with us. People who might be from another country or from another socioeconomic category. And that's hard for churches because often we tend to group ourselves in like-minded people. You know, there's a reason that some people come to Lutheran churches and some people go to Methodist churches. You know, different theological flavors meet the needs of different people. But are we able to be changed by our experience with the other? So, for example, the Lutheran Church engages in ecumenical conversations or conversations with other churches so that we can find ways that we might do mission and ministry together, which over the last 20 years has led us as Lutherans to change the way we do things. We are now full communion partners with the Methodist and the Episcopal Church, the United Church of Christ, the Presbyterian Church USA. I can preside at their sacraments and they can preside at ours because of our experience of the other. I know that I have been changed by my experience working with those on the margins of our world, being close with those who face homelessness or food insecurity has changed the way I understand the world around us. And the church has changed over time too. I mean, look at the last 50 years. 55 years ago, you wouldn't have had a female pastor. Because we've been impacted by those who are different than us. We have this capacity to change. And so I think about the needs of the world this week, especially as all that is going on around us between those who are cleaning up from storms and those who are fleeing safety in Afghanistan and those who are struggling to make this school year possible and the pandemic and all of the things. We have the capacity to be changed by that experience and change for the better so that we can go and find the deaf and the mute and make them speak again. So that their cries are heard by others, so that we might speak of the good news of God's healing for us all. Because here's what it's really about. It's really about making sure that everybody's at the table and everybody's invited to the party, so that even the Syrophoenician woman has access to the scraps of God's grace. Because that's really what church is all about being disciples who show others where to find this wholeness and this sustenance. Even the little meager scraps under the table are enough, because God's bountiful banquet is for all people. And Jesus learned that this day. Might we too. Amen.